So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Art Rooney II talked 3 hours ago, and we are reacting to his comments and now the breaking news of who the first wave of candidates are for this position left vacant by Mike Tomlin, who quit yesterday. Two Rams assistants in kind of a guy that's been bandied about as a head coach candidate, but not someone that I would think would be the guy to get the job. But then again, Mike Tomlin was the defensive coordinator on a 6-10 football team when he was hired by the Steelers to be their head coach.
I think Weaver's a guy that everything I've consumed about his...
Well, wait a minute. Do people know who he is? We need to rewind for a second.
Defensive coordinator of the Dolphins.
Let's go through the three names that are out there. Adam Schefter reported the two Rams coaches.
Yes.
Chris Shula's the defensive coordinator there. And Nate Shielhouse, who is the pass game coordinator.
Correct.
And Diana Russini is reporting that Anthony Weaver, the former Ravens defensive lineman, and Dolphins defensive coordinator is the other name. So those are the three right now. I've got it on, I would say, tremendous authority that somebody connected with the Steelers reached out to Marcus Freeman's people immediately and were told, this is flattering, thanks but no thanks. And that's why Schefter put out that tweet yesterday. I don't know what side he got it from, but that's why there was a reminder yesterday that he was going to stay at Notre Dame. Because he was very much on their short list of people they wanted to at least talk to. Shielhouse, Shula, Weaver, two are defensive coaches. One is a pass game coordinator. When they hired Mike, they were down to three guys. It was Mike, Ron Rivera, who was the Bears defensive coordinator at the time, and then infamously, because of what got reported, Russ Grimm, who was the Steelers offensive line coach. So they did consider offensive coaches when they hired Mike. Now, that's forever ago, and that was also Dan running things, but they do have a type. Because it's worked with all three guys. They were 34. Were all three 34 or were just Noel and Tomlin 34?
Cowher and Tomlin were 34. I think Noel was
39?
36.
36?
37.
Okay.
Oh,
practically
bad.
Ancient.
All right, so defensive coaches in their 30s who had never been a head coach. Shula would fit that description. He's 39. What's Weaver? Weaver in his 40s yet?
I thought he was younger than that.
Weaver's 45.
Okay. 45.
Then he's too old to me in that sense. And I also have heard him bandied about, but also heard people say they think he's still like another year or two, maybe, or a year of being like the coordinator of a very good defense away from maybe getting more serious looks. It's still young in head coaching candidate terms. It's just not what the Steelers go for.
They didn't win the headlines when Tomlin was named the head coach because fans here wanted Russ Grimm.
Weaver then, would then, be a didn't win then, the headlines
right,
higher.
And then Mike kind of won the press conference because that's Mike. Weaver, I've never heard him talk before, but what an uninspiring choice that would be just on its face. Mike McDaniel gets fired in Miami, and you're plucking the leftovers off of a 7-10 staff to be your next head coach? I just would be gobsmacked by that. The Rams guys make sense. I mean, Sean McVay is looked at as right now, and has for a while because he hasn't turned 40 yet, the best young hotshot head coach in the NFL who does a very good job of surrounding himself with smart people.
Constantly churning, like, think about how many people have churned through the McVay system and have gotten better jobs, and he just keeps reloading. By the way, of those two guys, then Shula or Shielhouse?
Yep.
Even like if it's even close, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Yep.
Say you think Shielhouse is like a 9.5 hire out of 10 and Shula's a 10.
If you're the Steelers, you're saying.
Why is that? It's much easier to get the offensive guy
in an
offensive league. I understand the Texans could win the thing with a mediocre offense and an all-time defense.
Not if Stroud keeps playing that way, but continue.
You understand my point. They are that good on defense. I think you always have the bias towards the offensive guy because if you hire the defensive guy, let's just say, for argument's sake, the only way they could get both in my little hypothetical here is they'd have to hire Shula as the head coach because you can't just pluck a guy and poach him laterally. So if they hired Shielhouse and he wanted
Why would he want to leave Rams DC to be Steelers DC?
That too. But so he would go and be the Steelers head coach. Then you could get Shielhouse, but guess what your worry is? Shielhouse is gone in a couple of years if you're really good. Then you better backfill with somebody.
Good problem to have, but I agree with you. That's the thing that's good about having an offensive head coach is that the continuity's there.
Ben Johnson's going to be in Chicago for as long as he wants to be
Andy
there.
Andy Reid in Kansas City,
Same deal, for example. Same exact
You're always going to have a great offensive mind.
McVay himself.
Look at the Eagles have this problem. They make a good offensive coordinator hire. The guy leaves for a better job. The next guy stinks.
I think Kevin Petula will be found at a McDonald's in the greater Philadelphia area
And the
now,
kid but... on local news there
oh,
called him
kid,
out. That was fantastic.
Him,
I like
man.
That kid. He's probably... That you know, kid already dreaming up calls to WIP to
calls. They should evil. Hire him.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Let him do a kid like the kids sports talk show at like Saturday afternoon.
People who
afternoon.
Haven't seen that should go find
it's
that.
It's great.
So, not just among these three guys who they're already linked to. Who would Chris Mueller want the Steelers to hire to be their head coach?
So not these three guys?
No, I said you can even go beyond these three.
I still think Shula, and the more I think about Shielhouse now, just given what his role there is, like the question is, has he done enough as far as had enough on his plate? Defensive coordinator has a fair amount on his plate.
My answer to that is no. He was not even their offensive coordinator.
I understand that, but like I think pass game coordinator, it's a projection.
Sure.
It's definitely a projection. Shula is safer there because being the defensive coordinator, you got a lot of stuff you got to do.
Yeah.
And a lot of people to manage, et cetera.
So now, Staley went from Rams DC to head coach in LA, and I would say that ended up being a train wreck.
I believe Brandon Staley's problem was that if we all want coaches that pay attention to the numbers a little bit more, I think Brandon Staley was actually the too much of a good thing conceptually because that did he ever punt on a fourth down? He was like a kid playing Madden.
But then he got scared and went away from
Correct.
That last year, and they still weren't very
still
good.
Canned him. Anyway. Yeah. Shula, I still like because I do think. Here's the thing about.
So that would be your choice. So the number one guy you want is already getting interviewed?
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm making sure. I like the idea of Brian Flores here. Does he have a good Rolodex of offensive coaches to bring with him?
What's the breaking news on him, Donnie? Didn't you get in my ear and tell me something about Brian Flores that shocked you?
Yeah, so he's interviewing for a lateral position, Malzi. He's interviewing to be the Commanders' DC.
I really think he's been good enough in Minnesota that it would perplex me that he would not get a head coaching shot. I am aware of the, I think it's still ongoing,
that's why
litigation.
That's one of my reactions to that. Maybe he thinks he's still getting snubbed as a head coach.
But he's going on head coaching interviews still.
Yep. Maybe he's gotten a bad vibe about him. I don't know.
I would absolutely consider hiring him. I would just say, does he have the Rolodex of offensive people he would bring with him, where if he had good years offensively and they were getting poached, could he backfill? The reason I like Shula a lot is, whether you're offensive or defensive under McVay, frankly, it's like a networking thing, right? It's like, who do you know?
Yeah.
Don't you just assume that McVay tree candidates just know people on the other side of the ball, whatever side they're on? Like, yeah, we got like seven other people in here randomly.
Yeah, get their offensive coordinators in waiting, guys, somebody, that are future head coaches.
Right, somebody derisively, and you could, by the way, bring Shielhouse along and at least have him for a couple years if Shula gets hired. You could try to poach him and say, you're the offensive coordinator now. And then the worst thing that happens is he's great. You have a couple really good offensive seasons.
I don't think he'd have great incentive to do that unless it was a huge bump in pay, though, because of the Steelers' offensive situation.
I'm aware of that.
Even if he were going to have a louder voice in it.
I'm aware of that. I understand that, but you can at least try it.
Yep.
I've laughed, though, at people saying, like, gee, guys, what do you want them to do? Interview everyone who's ever had a sandwich with Sean McVay?
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of. Like, look, they said F them picks a couple years ago, won a Super Bowl. What did they have, one bad year? Like, where they were 5-11, 5-12.
They stunk.
Okay. And then where are they now?
They lost Aaron Donald, one of the greatest defensive players of all time, and they've somehow not gotten better yet because they haven't won the Super Bowl, but it looks like they haven't missed a beat.
That's my point.
I've tweeted this. I really think LaFleur is available for the right price. And we've spent tons of time, not just me, even though I will take credit or blame for being a leader on this. I would absolutely trade for him if I could. Like, I think the difference, I think the issue, and Schefter has talked about this in Green Bay, is like the front office almost wants to put him on probation and he feels like he actually deserves a raise. So they want to like tell
him that situation.
You got to win or else. And he's like, well, wait a minute. No, I don't. I think I've done a great job, and it seems like everybody in the NFL loves me. And so if they
don't lose Micah Parsons, are they still playing? I think they are.
Right. So if they can't remedy that, he's got agents. He's got teams interested. Like, sell him on the idea of, why don't you come here? You've got the longest runway, and you want us to go sign Malik Willis? We could do that. We got cap space for it.
You want to? I mean, that would be your logical coach quarterback fit. You want to know somebody associated with the Packers who's getting some head coaching interviews? I want no part of that.
Wow.
No part
of that. Awani guy.
Here's why.
Don't let Doran and Bostic hear you say that.
They were very undermanned defensively. I just said if Parsons was still playing, they're probably there because it's Jimmy's and Joe's and it's X's and O's. The way he went about that second half defensively, where they basically didn't try to pressure. I don't know what they were doing defensively against Caleb Williams.
Right.
That was just eye-opening in a bad way.
I know,
for
but
him.
Just to play devil's advocate to that, if Matthew Stafford doesn't say, hey, let's like basically rip this team's heart out and go down and score, wouldn't you feel that way about Shula?
To an extent, sure.
I mean, Bryce Young and Jalen Coker cook
there's
him.
There's no doubt. Like, I have to say all that. He also just doesn't have quite the shine that Jeff Hafley doesn't have the McVay shine. I admit that.
I'm surprised neither of you said Clint Kubiak.
Would that be yours?
Yeah.
There's something.
Something what?
I can't.
There's a little bit of one-hit wonder in him so far.
There
maybe
is.
Like, and maybe because And that you get in on the ground floor and you get
Shanahan
him and he's great.
He's Shanahan offense. I get that.
His dad won a Super Bowl as head coach and was in the NFL as a backup quarterback. Yeah, I mean, I would not be opposed to that.
He was with the Saints on a bad roster last year and that offense was pretty bad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.